When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Surprised you didn't do the Mason Ramsey version of this. Still can't believe I've seen Mason Ramsey live in concert.
That's so weird.
Who the hell is Mason Ramsey?
He's the Walmart yodeler, man.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
He came out on stage, and I was like, wait a second. Why does this guy look so familiar?
His 15 minutes are up, right?
No, dude, he's balling right now.
Tua's 15 minutes are up after she told everybody to buy crypto or something, right?
I don't know what's going on with her yet. I knew that there's a lot of people, you know, mad.
Who's taking advice from her? That's on you.
Yeah, people that are out of money. Well, the girl that said you got to spit on that thing told me I need to invest in that thing.
Well, there you go.
Yeah,
or you could call a financial planner or something like that. But you're going to take advice from a TikTok star who had that comment?
Well, good for her. She's raking in the dough.
Good for her. But, I mean, if you're mad at her, no, look in the mirror. That's on you.
Festive hour, segment of the hour, 6:45. Christmas right around the corner. Hopefully you all can stay stress-free, but I know that's almost impossible.
There's ways.
There is. In Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And Kansas. But to each their own. But I do think it's kind of nice that, you know, we can do this because obviously you're about to go on your Christmas excursion.
Mm-hmm.
You're about to go on yours as well, Mac. You're heading home. I'll be here. I got nothing holding me down.
Are you moving this weekend? Are you packing it up and saying, see you later, Tennessee?
I took some of Dusty's advice, going to pack up some more stuff this weekend, bring it back, so that way when we do the big move in about a month, a little bit less.
You should have been doing that all along, man. Like, taking stuff and going.
That was kind of Bob's advice, too. He's like, man, you should just been like, you know, little by little, it's like, yep, taking this. But you'll get there one day.
Start thinking ahead.
Yeah. It comes around 28.
Okay. A couple more years.
Yeah, you're still a little young.
You get to the point where you start planning dinner at like 5 in the morning. You're like, all right, tonight I think we're going to do chicken parm.
It's like you yesterday.
Got to take the chicken out so it thaws.
That's right.
But you need one of those bars in the back of your car so you can hang all your clothes.
I have one right now if you want it.
Is it in your car right now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, then just give it to him. He needs that.
You can have it.
Take as much stuff as you possibly can every single time. Yeah.
Yeah. And the hell looking out your back window, dude. You know how to get there.
I remember when I left college and moved to Texas.
Get off my bumper traffic.
And I had nothing except like a TV and, you know, some other stuff. And threw it in the back of the car and rolled out, man. That was it. That's all I needed was that television set. And that thing was big back in the day.
So in this festive segment of the hour, we have our favorite Christmas characters, Christmas cookies, and then Christmas rankings. I was kind of confused on what rankings meant. Like things that you do at Christmas or like... So we'll start with characters.
Yeah, I didn't know what Christmas rankings were. I think that was the headline for the segment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Festive end of the hour.
Yes.
Christmas characters ranks. I have three. No surprise. Kevin McAllister, number one. Just an absolute baller, man. Not only did he do it once, he did it twice, back-to-back years. He's essentially the Patrick Mahomes of getting criminals out of his house.
That's right.
Challenge him again. See what happens. How you doing? Number two, the Grinch.
I was at a Grinch theme party last night. We had a lot of fun at the DSS holiday hoot nanny, and it was all Grinch theme. We had green eggs and ham. Mm. We had roast beast.
Oh, that's good.
I just the Grinch is just in general, it's a great story. I don't know. Can't cancel on himself. It's got dinner with himself. Can't cancel that again.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of gets the heart grows. He, you know, realizes that it's not about certain things. It's about being together on Christmas. Love that story. And then number three goes to SC Scott Calvin. What a G, man. From a non-believer to a believer. You put the drawers on, you're Santa Claus. You fall off the roof and read the card, you're Santa Claus. And then proves the psychiatrist and a very, very evil mother wrong that he is, in fact, SC, not Scott Calvin anymore, but Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
So those are my top three Christmas characters, Kevin the Grinch and Scott Calvin.
There you go. I am going to go in a different way. And my favorite Christmas characters lead Santa. He brings cheer. He brings joy. He brings presents. He gives everybody a gift at Christmas time. So Santa's my number one Christmas character, followed up by Mrs. Claus, because behind every great man, there is a great woman. And I can speak from that. Mac, you can speak from that. Dusty, you can speak from that as well. Behind every man is a great woman. Yes, of course. Whether it's your mom, whether it's your grandma, whether it's somebody.
That's true.
You know, the women in our lives make us who we are. So Mrs. Claus, kind of keeping Santa in line.
Eat, Papa, eat.
And you know she's in charge of everything, too. She's mapping it out. She's telling them where to go. She's got this thing on lockdown. So Mrs. Claus coming in at number one. And then Mrs. Claus and Santa, they ain't getting it done without those elves, man. They are not getting it done without the elves because they take care of all the little things that are out there, right?
Did you finish up the toys?
Those were great.
Dude.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe those will be our next Smasher Pass.
Those were fantastic.
Yeah, you gotta be careful, man. You'll go through those quick.
You don't know what an EL fudge is?
I don't think so.
Woo! Oh, my. Those were
great. Like a butter cookie with a little fudge in between.
Shaped
with
like
elf.
An elf, yeah.
Oh,
bite the head off.
Mercy.
Yeah. Oh, so good. So the elves come in at number three for me and my character because they handle everything kind of behind the scenes. They make sure everything gets done so Santa can be the big star.
Mm.
Yes, these fudge cookies are gas.
Yes, I have had these.
Yes, I've gone to town.
Yeah.
After a garage visit or
bag.
Two. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay, for me, Buddy the Elf, got to be on there for me. Just iconic, hilarious.
Uh-huh.
Grew up watching the movie.
Watch out for the yellow ones. They don't stop.
And then you guys are going to hate this one.
Yep.
Ralphie.
You're trying to get in with Q, aren't you?
I've been saying it before, Q guy. I love that movie. Maybe it's because that movie came out when my mom was growing up, so she showed me that movie.
No, it did not. It came out in the 80s, man.
Why does she love that movie so much then? I don't know.
Because we were told to love that movie because TBS runs it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Is that movie
good if they don't have the leg lamp?
I don't know. I've only seen it once.
Definitely not as iconic.
No.
Not even close, yeah.
Yeah, that's the most iconic thing of the movie. The BB gun.
You'll shoot your eye
out.
Or
the bunny suit, the kid in the bunny suit. Like, that's what I remember most is, like, he's in the bunny suit, he gets the lamp, and it's on repeat Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Or what, I forgot what he does when he's out of the car and he, like, slips or drops something. He's like, fool.
He says the F word, and then he has to eat the soap.
Yeah,
like, that was a thing back when we always had bars of soap in our mouths.
Ours was the yellow Listerine. And you had to swish it, and it burned.
And that stuff, that old school Listerine in the glass
you
bottle.
You didn't cuss, Daddy.
Oh, God, sure, man.
Got mad at your damn self when you had to swig that stuff, dude.
I mean, if you're sick, just take a swig of that stuff.
Don't do it.
I don't even think they sell that old school Listerine anymore, do they? Like, it's all green and blue and
I think
stuff
that's how
now.
You start your grill these days.
Whew, that stuff was like gasoline.
I think I said the S word. My dad's like, to the bathroom, and I was like, oh, no, I swished it, just burnt the skin off my cheek, dude. Did you have another Christmas character that you like? No?
No.
Okay.
No.
It says there's one on
it
there.
It says the North Pole.
Yeah, I don't know. Dusty, that's all you, man.
It says Mac Morey on it right there. Christmas cookies. I don't know if this counts as a cookie, but I love the Christmas trees from Little Debbie. The little sprinkles of green, like crystals. They pop in your mouth. It's a nice little snack. And then I love the sugar cookies that are shaped like different, like a bell, a wreath, or, you know, like Santa's face, whatever, with like the fake frosting that literally is just like, powdered sugar and milk or heavy whipping cream that you probably shouldn't eat. But those are, I mean, I don't, and maybe the Reese's tree, I guess that's not really a cookie, but that's like festive Christmas stuff that you only get once in a while. The other one I like, don't sleep on it. The Ghirardelli peppermint bark, square.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Solid.
Yeah.
Solid thing, dude. I mean, I love peppermint, so like I'll eat 50 candy canes in the next week. So
get some peppermint tea.
Ooh.
Very nice for your throat. For me, I will eat just about any cookie out there except those soft sugar cookies that they sell at every store with the icing on it that fall apart when you bite into
them. That locks your jaw at first bite.
No, I don't know that it does that. When you bite it, it just turns to dust. You know, they sell them in like 12 packs. I hate those cookies. Other than that, I'll eat any cookie. I don't care.
I think I know which cookie you're talking about. I think I will also eat that cookie. I'm pretty much any Christmas cookie, sugar cookie, make it warm, cold glass of milk.
Look at him smiling brioche. With this cookie conversation. He's so happy.
And then brioche.
Brioche.
So what about the North Pole do you like?
Yeah, what is explain that.
I don't know why Dusty.
Is it because it just randomly pops up out of the snow in every single movie? Just what it says under your name.
I went to the North Pole as a kid in upstate New York, and I got to lick it.
Mm. Oh, that's another thing from Christmas
Story. I was
about
to say, we missed that.
That was actual pole. It wasn't like the metal thing, yeah. But how many kids have tried to put their tongue on a pole because of that movie?
Yeah, right? Exactly.
That's right.